Bridget from Munich gave me, München gave me a nice gift. She used to do hang gliding, like 5,000 feet in the Alps. And if the thing fails, you die. And so I got her to, she gave that up. But this is the key to her motorcycle. And she got rid of that. So. Yay. Not as much fun, but you live longer. The Dharma teachers have to live longer. Okay, you can take up bicycling or surfing. It's safer, except in Australia. Okay. All right. I thought before we got to the actual material, which is the 12. What? It's the kind of 12 parts of Loa Gomlam. What's that? Loa Gomlam. Yeah, dedication after. Yeah, after seeing emptiness or meeting God directly, okay? So there are 12 elements to that, which we're going to go over. But I thought I would catch you up on a few points from last course, because they will be on the homework that you have to do. Okay? And it's kind of a nice review of what we just did before this, okay? So here we go. I'm just going to read some homework questions and make sure you know what it's all about. And then you're going to talk about them in your review groups, okay? Number one. See how far we are. Maybe we didn't cover this. Can you look up a Tibetan word in the thing? Just search for it. D-N-G-L-U-L. D-N-G-U-L. Next one. Okay. Then I don't have to catch you up on homework. You didn't get there yet. Good. Okay, let's just start the class then. So I'm going to take you through the... No, I'm sorry. We did do that. Yeah. Okay. I do have to cover that with you. But leave it there, okay? This is something we had last time, but I just want to repeat it. This is a very cool idea about dedication, and a lot of people have asked me about it. So the word there and the one before it are ser. Ngul. Ser ngul. Okay, ser means gold, and ngul means silver in Tibetan. And Pabongkor Rinpoche is comparing your good karmas, the good thing you did, okay, whatever it was in your mind, okay? Do you have that bowl, like, next time? Did you get an email about a bowl? That, yeah, you were going to bring a glass bowl from Catherine. Does it have everybody's name in it? No. Not yet. Okay, on your way, during the break this afternoon, you're going to put your name on a small piece of paper and put it in the bowl. And this is something I invented in Sacramento, that major metropolis. Where are those Sacramentians? Yeah. To make sure people are listening, so I say, I'm going to pick a name out of the bowl and ask a question to this person, and then suddenly everyone is paying attention. And Ningbo told me it was a bad idea, and it was mean to pick on people, but I think it's good. Okay. So anyway, what I would pick out of the bowl now would be to ask you what was a good deed you thought of. And if I ask you a question like that, it's only if you don't mind sharing it. If you do mind sharing it, then it's okay that you don't share it. But for me, it was something I did in China. Okay, like I set up some kind of thing in China. And then, so that's a raw material, okay? That's like a lump of silver or gold. That's the point of this line. It's like an ingot, of gold or silver. And then you can decide what you make from it, okay? And the example here, of course, is making a Buddha statue or a Tara statue or a Vajrayogini statue or what is this deity? What is this deity? Do you know? Is it Shiva? Oh, okay, cool. So Mike just gave me a Shiva. And I don't know. That's so heavy to bring from India, man. Then you can decide. You can. That's intention. Intention will decide what you make from the lump of gold or silver. You see? You have a lump of gold or silver. And then you decide what you make out of it. And you can do the same with your good karmas. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's very sexy. Okay? You don't have to just sit by passively while that good karma ripens. You can mold it and you can shape it to your own ends, you see? And it's very cool. You know, if someone teaches you the process properly, then you can take a good karma and redirect where it's going to go. So what he's saying in the example here, what he's saying in the scripture is that you can shape it like a lump of gold or silver. So think about the good karma you did that you were meditating on, okay? And just be aware that you can send it. Like if you're organizing something in Mexico, you made a film and you want it to be nice, like you want the reception to be successful, and you can start working on that now. You can rent a venue. You can, you know, make the last finishing touches on the film. You can call all your friends. And then you can send all your karmas there for about a month. You see what I mean? Every good thing you do, you can start now, ahead of time. You can start a month ahead to make sure it's a successful opening, right, of your movie. So you can start redirecting your karmas. You see, it's very cool. It's a very cool process, all right? So we'll be working on that during this course, how to redirect your seeds towards the things that you want, something nice to happen, okay? You can learn how to do that. And that's the point of this line. Okay, next. Look for the word from that point. Can you click on that point? And then look up K-H-R-O-D. I think. K-H-R-O-D. Now you're going to have to go backwards, I think. No, K-H-R-R-O-D. Add an R after the H. Next. Go backwards. Dang. Oh well, I'll just tell you. The question in the homework is, what mild complaint about his life does Pabon Kurpache make concerning the act of dedicating good karmas, and how does it apply to us? Then he kvetches a little bit. He makes a complaint, and he says, "You and I must have dedicated our past karmas in our past life to learning and teaching the Dharma, because we are swimming in it all the time." You know, he came from Sera Monastery. He came from the best college of Sera Monastery, which is what? Sera May. And then he came from the best house in the best college, which is Gyerong, okay? Which is our house, which is your house, okay? You are members of Gyerong house, okay? Since we're learning together. Then he said, here we are in Sera Monastery in May College in Gyerong house, and all day long, all we do is meditate, debate, learn scriptures, you know, get amazing instructions. We must have dedicated a lot of past karma to make this happen. And then he's whining a little bit, and he says, I wish we had dedicated more to being alone in a quiet retreat valley somewhere and, you know, doing a long retreat together. Or, you know, he's kind of whining about it because he was so busy and he was teaching thousands and thousands of people. And he had a rita, he had a hermitage up above Sarah, and it was a cave, and they took adobe blocks and they built out the front of the cave, and he lived there for a while, and it's still there. You can still go see it. So I think the application to us is that he's expressing that we should do more retreats also, that we can't just study all the time. And it's good to study. It's good to do tours of the world and teach people and make people happy. But then we have to have our quiet time, and we have to go into retreat sometimes. It can be a 3-day retreat. It's fine. It can be a 7-day retreat, and it can be a 3-year retreat. You know, it just depends on you. And that's what we're trying to do with Diamond Mountain. So the kitchen was very important. We worked very hard to get the kitchen, and I think that will allow Diamond Mountain to become a place where people from many countries can just come. Like, you know, you have a place there. You know, you have a cabin there. You know, certain people built them for us. And so you know you have a place to come. Okay, after April, when we... What do you call that? No, what do you do? Like, there's a clam on a rock and you... pry them. Yeah, after we pry them out of their cabins. We will have places for you. And then I want to put a seed in your mind, okay? You can come with by yourself. You can come with 3 friends. You can come with 10 friends. There's 29 cabins there. 30, if you count the other houses, there's 30 places to do long retreat. And now there's food, because he'll probably cook all the time. If you don't mind pizza every day. No, just kidding. He's got bigger range than that. So think about it. I'm just putting a seed in your mind. This is an important part of our lives, to do the tours and to study together and things like that. But you also should do your solo retreats. Or you could take 3 friends or 5 friends and go do a retreat together. And it doesn't have to... I'm not sure 3 years is such a good idea. I'm not going to tell them, but I think a year is probably better. But definitely a week, you know, a silent week. Whatever your occupation is. You know, when I was in the heaviest part of my corporate life, big corporate life, I would go take a week off or 2 weeks and do a retreat. And it so energized my corporate life. It made my corporate life fantastic, because then I would have all these ideas and come back and I'd be fresh and I'd have silence in my mind, and then I could see things that other people couldn't see. In business or whatever you do, you can do it better if you take a week off once in a while. And you sleep for the first 3 days if you're in the same corporate life that I was in. And then you... You have wonderful things happen to you. So anyway, I'm just encouraging you. And that's what he's trying to say. You know, send some of your seeds to your week-long retreat at Diamond Mountain a year from now. Okay? I'm encouraging you to do that. Okay? All right. I'm calling it a retreat resort. And we'll talk more about that. But it's going to be cool. All right. You guys all know the answer to question 3. The act of dedicating our good seeds is meant to protect them from what? Anger, yeah. In answering, please refer to a famous Buddhist classic. Yeah, it's the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And in there, he describes that you can lose thousands of years of karma by being angry at a bodhisattva, okay? And there's different levels of bodhisattvas, and you lose more, you get larger deductions from your debit card depending on who they are. And unfortunately, we never know who's a bodhisattva. So we can't get angry at anybody if we want to protect our good seeds. Okay, that's the idea. Yeah, okay, that catches us up to now. Okay, so now that was the first half of the fourth homework, which brings you up to now. Okay, here we go on the 12 parts. I'm just going to read it for you. Can you please search for YONGS space SU? Let's keep going, Yongsu. That's good. Then please go down a little bit. Scroll down. More. Yeah, that yellow part at the top. Good, stop. Okay, here we go. Yongsu ngowa kepa chen. Where is that? Dei chepa cho yino. Dei ni mingme nampa chen. Chenji malo teni do. Den dang sangye sunam cho. Rajan jenbe cho yu chen. Tapche tenma mepa dang. Sangye jesu yuran dang. Kamsun topa mayen dang. Chun dang ding dang. Chenbu yu ngowa sheni nam sun po. Sunam chenbo jung dag ni do. Okay, those are 12 kinds. Let's talk about them. I went and got you a commentary, all right, on them. What was that commentary? By Joni Lama, okay, who wrote the Diamond Cutter commentary, all right? He's a great scholar from Amdo, East Tibet, and he's good for us because he had sort of a Western mind, and he described things in Western terms. It's a little bit easier for us to understand. So he broke out those 12 and he explained them. So I'm going to go through those 12. What are they of? 12 things about what? Dedication by a person who has seen emptiness directly. Okay? Probably it's good to start now if you haven't seen emptiness directly. Why not? Okay? Okay, number one. Can you go down some more to... Can you scroll down some more? Keep going. Keep going. Oh, no. Yeah, the other way. Yeah, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Yeah, stop at that one. Okay. Chepa Chotan Deming Oadang. Chepa Chok means... these are my own notes, okay? So sorry for that. So let's say that in a common example for DCI... In DCI, we're trying to help people be successful in their daily lives. And a lot of people ask us about relationships. So I want to find my soulmate, or I want to find the partner of my dreams, you know. And then we tell them, the joke in China, you know, we ask them, should you go on online to find them, or should you go on matchmaking TV? So in China, when you want to find a boyfriend, you turn on these special... what do you call those things? Private channel TVs? What do you call that? Like cable. Yeah, you turn on cable TV and there's like 45 dating shows. And there'll be a boy with 12 girls and or 12 boys and one girl, and then they'll grill the boys. And then at the end of the show, they give you all the boys' email addresses. And then you contact the one that you're interested in, you know? And so the joke in China was... If you wanted to find your soulmate, should you go online on a dating site, or should you, like somebody we know did, who succeeded wildly, and or should you? Can I tell people that? No, I just did actually. Anyway, they met. They just got married. I just performed their wedding, and they met on a nice dating site. So should you go on a dating site? Or should you go on a matchmaking TV, cable TV show? And then, you know, the punchline is you should go where? To a nursing home, okay? Yeah, you should go to a nursing home. Are you okay? Is it any way to cool the room down? Because they're going to get sleepy on me. Let's do that. You walk around and disturb us and open up something to make it cooler. Okay. So if you go to a nursing home, you will make a karmic seed. And then you will meet the person because you create them. Okay. You will create your soulmate. Right?
Right?
She did it. I'm going to show you a photo later, maybe tonight. There was a wedding on the stage of the second night of Open Talks in Singapore this trip. Okay? There was a wedding on the stage. And the two people used the diamond cutter. They used these seeds. They didn't know each other, and they both used the seeds. And then they met each other, and they got married on the stage. You know, and the judge was there, this old Chinese judge, and the parents came, and everybody was crying, and it was kind of cool. It was a great advertisement. But anyway, and I didn't ask, okay? They set it all up. I didn't, it wasn't my idea. I'm trying to say it wasn't my idea, okay? But they tried it, and they met somebody. Now, you could hear this thing go through the audience. There was 900 people there. You could see like 150 ladies going, you know, and guys, you know, and you had this distinct feeling during the wedding of many people thinking about a nursing home. I could sense it in the room, you know, in this big theater. I was like, so many people are thinking about the closest nursing home, you know, That's called Chepa Chok, okay? That's the lore. Chepa Chok means... Ningbo's got me reading...